programs to help people with psychosis could receive more funding under a new proposal moving through the legislature. I'm Robbie Gaffney.
I like to record videos a lot. I like to edit videos, and I've been leaning more toward a producer.
Jasmine Gray was going to school in Alabama for communications media with a focus in production. Gray loves to write and be creative, but she's been struggling with major depression.
I struggled really badly with doing things on a daily basis that I needed to do, like even simple things as showering, you know, or just getting out of the bed most days.
According to the National Institute of Mental Health, 3 out of 100 people will experience psychosis. It's when someone has a break from reality. It could take the form of hallucinations, paranoia, delusions, or disordered thoughts and speech. These episodes are triggered by a combination of genetics and life stressors, such as a life-threatening car crash. Gray moved back home to Panama City, and her mother encouraged her to enroll in what's called a First Episode Psychosis Program, or FEP. A short-term program that provides therapy, medication management, and more to people experiencing psychosis for the first time. According to a state analysis, only 7 counties in Florida offer FEP programs. Life Management Center in Bay County offers those services for free. It targets people aged 16 to 35. The agency's CEO, Ned Ailes, says that's because people experience psychosis for the first time during that age.
You know, the whole point is we're trying to catch people early, very early, in this disorder, because the prognosis for individuals that you catch very early is tremendously improved. It's like any other healthcare problem.
Gray has been with Life Management's program for 4 months now.
So coming into the program basically almost saved me, you know, aside from my mother. It opened my eyes to the fact that I'm not the only one really dealing with a lot of the symptoms that I have.
Now, St. Augustine Republican Representative Cindy Stevenson is trying to get FEPs more funding. Her proposal would allow them to apply for the Criminal Justice Mental Health and Substance Abuse Reinvestment Grant Program. Stevenson says not many people know about FEPs.
I'm really surprised when I go out in the public and talk to people, even people in the mental health field, who are not aware of this program and its success.
As for Gray, she's not sure what her future has in store. Stevenson's proposal is heading to its third committee stop. The Senate version has not yet been heard. For WFSU News, I'm Robbie Gaffney.